Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Best of Our Spies by Alex Gurlis, narrated by John Lee. Chapter 1. Northern France, May 1940. The first time they saw German troops was around 8 hours after they had left Amiens. Fear had swept through the 20 of them, mostly strangers, who had silently come together by happening to be on the same road at the same time, and moving in the same direction. "Don't head north," they had been warned in Amiens. "You're walking into a battle." Some of the original group had heeded that advice and stayed in the town. A dozen of them had carried on. They were refugees now, so they kept moving. It had quickly become a habit. They couldn't stop themselves. A tall, stooped man called Marcel had assumed the role of leader and guide. He was a dentist from Chartres, he told them. The rest of the group nodded and were happy to follow him. Marcel decided that the main road would be too dangerous, so they dropped down to follow the path of the sun, passing through the small villages that hugged the river as it twisted through Picardy. The villages were unnaturally silent, apart from the angry barking of dogs taking turns to escort them through their territory. Anxious villagers peered from behind partially drawn curtains or half-closed shutters. Occasionally, a child would venture out to stare at them, but would quickly be called home by an urgent shout. Some villagers would come out and offer them water and a little food, but were relieved to see them move on. Refugees meant war, and no one wanted the war to linger in their village. In a couple of the places, one or two more refugees joined them. No one asked to join. No one was refused. They just tagged along.